Psalm 85, titled A Psalm of the Sons of Korah. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. Selah, you have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Jehovah, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God, Jehovah, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, Jehovah will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Now here in Psalm 85, we see it's the Psalm of the sons of Korah. And in the first verse, it dates it, and you have brought back the captivity of Jacob. In the last several psalms, we've been seeing a progression of the people of God being unrighteous and being punished by God. And in the last couple, we see God remembering the covenant and the people having repented and come back to him. And here in Psalm 85, we have the restoration of the people of God when they came back into the land and rebuilt their temple. Now, one of the things that's amusing, or not amusing, that's interesting about the history of Israel, or of Judah particularly, is after the captivity, when they came back, they stopped their outright idol worship. No more were there statues and dolls and Molechs and Ashtoreths. And here the psalm brings that to mind. Now it starts, you have been favorable to your land and brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath and turned from the fierceness of your anger. Now they've been separated. More than just by through sin, but separated from God by geography in a way. They were dependent on the temple, but they've been away from that. The signs of the covenant, the place where God dwelt among them, had been gone. But now, he's brought them back, and they see that as a sign of the forgiveness of the national sin, at least at that time. But the city, the nation, was a mess. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? And of course, the answer is no. They return to the land, they return to the temple, and more importantly, they return to the Word of God instead of following their own wisdom, so to speak. I will hear what God, Jehovah, will speak, for he will speak peace. When they turn back to the covenant, they see that God promised not to stay angry forever to his people, and that God would not abandon the land. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. We see at that time the temple, but God coming back to his people. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth and peace, righteousness and love, those things are not separate, as some would think. But be through truth, they're back together with God, and that peace may come to the land. And the promise again at the end, verse 12 and 13, yes, the Lord will give what is good. Our land will yield its increase. God has given blessings in the covenant. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps our pathway. And that's all well and good, but that's Israel over 2,000 years ago, right? Doesn't have anything to do with us. Well, the fact is, of course, that the covenant does still stand. But with the coming of Christ and the gospel going forth from the land, instead of just what used to be the Holy Land, we see that Jehovah is God of all the earth. And these promises remain in place, that the righteousness of Jehovah will come across the lands and the gospel will spread. This is a prayer that God, well, thanks for having forgiven us, but prayer that the gospel and righteousness will spread across the lands. And we can sing that for Ohio or for the United States just as they could for Israel then. So we'll sing that, 85b, the second part, and let's sing it as a prayer for the church.